Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. This is Linda Soul. I'm calling on behalf of my mother who gets your Omex products. And we had – I called, like, in November because we were getting, like, over – I don't know. We somehow were getting on a two-month thing. And we were getting a three-month supply every 2 months, and we had a huge backup.
Gotcha.
And I noticed that you all tried to do an order, and it got denied by my – mom's credit card just a couple of days ago, and we still have I think we still have at least 3 months of supply, so we don't need any more yet. So I wanted to make sure that we got on the right track here.
Okay, sure, no problem. Let's see, we can locate the orders here. What would be the first and last name on the account?
First name is Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Last name is Rossini, R-O-S-S-I-N-I.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, got you here. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
Sure, 13091 William Field Drive, Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
Okay, thank you for that. And let's see. Yep, we do have, it looks like it's on a two-month subscription for the Omex 3 Ultra Pure.
Yeah, and you're sending a three-month supply every 2 months, so that's why I think we got backed up.
Okay, yeah, well, it looks like it is a two-month supply. It's a two-month supply once every 2 months.
Okay, well, she's got a three-month supply right now.
Okay.
So first of all, I don't know if you had just shipped an order and then tried to bill, or if you tried to bill and then didn't ship it, or so she had gotten an email from her credit card company saying that you all tried to charge. So I don't know.
Correct.
If there's an order on the way. So can we first check that?
Right. Yeah. No. The last charge that was 323 that was declined. So
right.
It wasn't.
So you weren't shipped.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So that's fine. So if we could not ship again, she doesn't need anything. She has at least 3 months, so she doesn't need anything until June, the end of June. Can you suspend that until June?
Sure. Yeah, let's see. Just change the next ship date here. Because, yeah, it was scheduled for, or the last time it was attempted was 3/23.
Yeah.
So let's see.
So,
6/23
would probably.
Okay. Down 6/23. Let's get June. Schedule.
And I don't know if she has her. I think she has a new credit card, a new billing credit card, so that's why it was declined. And I don't know. I think she is out right now, and I think she doesn't have. Her credit. I think she has her wallet with her, so I'm going to have to call you back like in middle of June. Probably. How about if I make a note to call you back in the middle of June, and we'll get update the credit card stuff.
Well, actually, how that would work, our systems have changed recently. So now, if we do need an update for this or a situation like this, where we would need to update the card information. The best way to go about that would be just to call in about, I would say, maybe 10 days before you, because, you know, it's usually around 7 to 10 days for shipping, for the ground shipping.
Okay.
So I would say call in about, you know, 7 to 10 days before you want to expect that next shipment to arrive to update the card information, because whatever day we do update the card information, it's going to start the subscription, you know, on that date. So you'll be charged and then shipped, you know, 7, 10 days that'll be arriving.
I'm going to make a note on her calendar to call you guys on the 15th of June.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, and I'll just cancel this for now. That way you won't attempt to charge her card anymore for the time being.
Okay.
Okay, good deal.
Right.
Do you have any other questions for me today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling Omex Health. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.